Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, coming up later on this hour, I'll tell you why I'm close to making decisions now for the New York Mets. Legitimately making decisions for the Mets tonight is the greatest night of my life.
It is truly a terrifying development.
It is.
Coming on the heels of you being ordained,
yes,
or your check cleared,
greatest,
and you were an officiant at a wedding. Now you have maybe some other higher power.
Legitimately. Like, this is not like a
this
gag.
This is insane.
Legitimately, I have a pipeline to David Stearns. But
yeah.
The big moments that we saw in the NBA tonight, the last night of the Warriors dynasty, the Kings light the beam. They move on to face the Pelicans on Friday night. Pelicans may be with or without Zion Williamson. We'll find out more on his injury tomorrow as the Lakers get the W earlier tonight. They will face the Nuggets. So much big news to get to. Joining us now on the hotline, longtime friend of the show. Check him out on Twitter, at The Stein Line. That is at The Stein Line. Substack as well. The website is markstein.substack.com. Also, the Game Uncut, this League Uncut podcast we'll get to in a couple of minutes. Mark, what's happening, man? Happy Tuesday night.
I'm good, gents. I'm good. How are you guys?
All right, so let's start with the Warriors here. Seeing this loss, Steve Kerr wouldn't talk about the future of the team following the loss tonight. I have to think the Warriors, outside of Steph Curry, look incredibly different next year. Do Draymond and Klay still come back? I think it needs to be some kind of reload, because what they have going on, we know it's not working, and tonight might be the last night we saw them all play together.
Look, I know everybody wants to be the supposed first one to declare that, and it sounds fun to say the dynasty's over, but first of all, look, it's been a decade, so it's not supposed to last this long. And when you think about, you know, the last, quote, long-term dynasty, something similar, when, you know, San Antonio won its fifth title 7 years after the fourth title, you know, Kawhi Leonard came into the picture. I mean, it's not supposed to last for eternity. But I also think it's way premature to think they are not just going to discard Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. I know that that's a popular thing to just speculate on, and, you know, it's over. But look, those three guys as teammates are incredibly close. And it's not going to be easy, because they certainly do need to make changes. They need more shot creation, more playmaking. there's going to be changes, but I wouldn't just assume that it involves Draymond or even Klay after a really, I mean, this is an awful night for Klay Thompson, who has so many great playoff performances on his resume. I mean, tonight was a nightmare for him. But there's, again, the closeness among these three as teammates and then with Steve Kerr as their coach, you know, I feel like I say this a lot, but I think it bears repeating, especially on a night like this. The Warriors, it's when you win four titles in a span of 8 years, there's just a different set of dynamics there than any NBA team has. And so my expectation is that they're going to find a contract of some sort where Klay Thompson would stay. Only Klay knows his true willingness. Would he want to go somewhere else? If money is the most important thing, perhaps he'll get a richer offer elsewhere. I mean, I reported in February that Orlando would have interest in Klay Thompson in free agency this summer, and I don't think that's changed. And there will be others that probably express interest. But I really don't see Klay Thompson moving on, nor do I see Draymond Green moving on. There will be changes, but I don't think it's going to involve those two guys who've been with Stephen Curry for so long.
Well, Mark, if it doesn't, though, we've seen that things aren't trending up for them. And Klay is not the player he was. Clearly, he's got an issue coming off the bench where might be his great role. You saw what he did tonight. He's not the same guy. Draymond is not the same player. With him wearing out his welcome a little bit more with what's going on, I don't know that you can bring in a player who says, yeah, I want to go and be a part of that. I think I'm the missing piece when I'm walking into three guys who are so close, right? I used the analogy earlier of if you go to a new school and you're friends with these three kids, but these three kids have been friends for 4 years. Are you really going to be hanging out with them a lot? No, because they've been through a lot. You're going to feel like the outsider. That's why I look at the Warriors as if they're going to reload on the fly, these players would have value elsewhere where they can use money to do one of those heedles around Steph, bring in a couple of players, and hey, we'll figure out the rest of the roster. Because I know going into next year, with these guys being a year older, it's not going to just suddenly trend up for them.
Well, remember, the Warriors' payroll situation is such, they're not doing this through free agency anyway. They have the richest payroll pretty much in the league. It's not like they can somehow create cap space to go out and sign a free agent. So if they're going to make significant changes, it's going to be involving trades, and there are a lot of other players on that roster who theoretically could be moved. But again, you know, Draymond has not worn out his welcome, and they're not going to say, oh, Klay has lost it, and it's just we're going to just cut ties again. Four championships in 8 years, it's just a different scenario. And now look, Klay Thompson was, you know, he could have signed a 2-year extension worth in the $50 million range. That was on the table early in the season or coming into the season. He didn't do it. I'm sure he probably wishes that he did now, because obviously his play, you know, can he command that kind of contract coming off this season? That will remain to be seen. But again, my sense is, and I think you even saw Steve Kerr say it tonight, that he would like to see Klay Thompson back. And that's what I expect the Warriors to try to do. I expect them to explore trades, but not involving Draymond or Klay. They want to keep those guys together.
Meanwhile, on the other side of things, earlier tonight, Mark, we saw 36 minutes of brilliance from Zion Williamson before he had to leave the game, just as it got interesting with 3.5 minutes left. And now we anxiously await the results of imaging.
Really sad, honestly, because the guy's taken a ton of criticism. He played a career-high 71 games this season, and tonight was the best he's played. And I'm sure you guys remember in December in the in-season tournament when New Orleans, it was their first kind of big stage. It was the largest stage that Zion has ever played on as a pro, and the Lakers blasted them by 44, and Zion just took tons of criticism for that. And then even Sunday, with a chance to clinch a playoff spot, the Pelicans lose at home to the Lakers to fall into the play-in zone. So, I mean, Zion really answered all of his critics tonight. It was easily the best game he's played at the NBA level. And he was just, I mean, fantastic. And then to sustain that injury and he's not on the floor for the last 3 minutes, you know, it's a dagger loss for the Pelicans. And look, the silver lining for them is remarkably they're 5-0 against Sacramento this season. They didn't just play four times because of the in-season tournament. They've actually played five times, and the Pelicans won them all. But obviously, if they don't have Zion Williamson on Friday night, that equation becomes much tougher, and the Pels have actually lost 7 of their last 8 games at home. So we're not going to know, even tomorrow, will we have a definitive picture on whether Zion can play Friday night. That remains to be seen. But, I mean, really rough ending for the Pelicans when it looked, they wiped out an 18-point deficit and it looked like they were going to put themselves into the playoffs, and it all unraveled.
Mark Stein, our guest here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so the flip side of this, Mark, we see the Lakers. They decide, hey, we're going to go guns blazing into the playoffs. They draw the Nuggets. Not the best matchup, but we talked earlier about how, hey, if you're going to get the Nuggets, you probably want them early when LeBron and AD are at their freshest and not in the Western Conference Finals when they're probably running out of gas. Are the Lakers getting the Nuggets at the right time for them?
Yeah, I think it was our Fox Sports colleague, Nick Wright, who started that. He started circulating that theory yesterday on TV, and it wasn't a popular theory, but I would agree with him and agree with the way you just put it. If you're going to, the Lakers, obviously, they've lost 8 in a row now.
Yep.
To Denver. So, the matchup has been extremely unkind here recently, but it probably is their best chance to see them early when LeBron James and Anthony Davis are theoretically at their freshest. I mean, you saw it tonight. LeBron was, LeBron did not look very fresh in the fourth quarter. I think he shot 1-for-8 in the fourth quarter, and obviously Anthony Davis has been trying to play through back spasms, and so I do think that this is their best chance, but, this Denver team, and look, the question with Denver will be, Jamal Murray has had all manner of injuries this season, hamstring, ankle, knee, and in the regular season, Jokic was able to keep carrying the Nuggets. I think that was one of the reasons. I think that's a strong element of Jokic's MVP case, is that Murray missed 23 games and the Nuggets still almost got the number one seed in the West. But in the playoffs, to win it all, to repeat, Jokic is going to need the Murray that we saw last season. And that's kind of the question, is where is Jamal Murray's game and where really is his health right now?
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. You can follow Mark Stein on Twitter at Mark Stein. Also, the podcast you mentioned, you and Chris Haynes, what's on the new one this week?
Well, we have Chris actually caught up with Bobby Portis, which that episode we just dropped on Monday morning. I was unable to participate, but I think you'd rather hear from Bobby Portis than me. So I think you would enjoy that conversation he had with Chris. And then Chris and I will be back with another episode probably Thursday on this League Uncut. And if you saw any of Chris on TNT's coverage tonight, where he had some fun exchanges pregame with Shaq and Charles Barkley, we'll be getting into that. You won't want to miss it.
He's on Twitter at the Stein Line. That is at the Stein Line. Check him out at Substack as well, markstein.substack.com. And yes, the podcast also. Mark, as always, appreciate it. We'll talk to you as the playoffs roll on. Thanks so much.
Sounds good, guys. Be good.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, there goes Mark Stein. Now, let's go into Mark Stein's theory of the Warriors keeping Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Let's say that's the way they go. We talked about, hey, I told you what you have to do. But let's talk about this. If they keep these two, who are they going to get to come in to play alongside them? Right?
Because
you're talking about getting... Stop! Because you're talking about you have to move on from Draymond Green's $25 million. Klay Thompson, you will let go. Okay, that's fine. But who are you getting to come in? Who's going to come in and say, yeah, I'm the missing piece for this team? I'm sorry that it's, hey, they've had a great run. Yes, eight titles, or you know, four titles in 8 years. It's a great run. It's an unbelievable run. But is the main thing to keep them together so they can ride off into the sunset, or is the main thing to try to win? Because I'm seeing they're not just going to suddenly trend up when you get to your mid-30s. It doesn't happen that way. So let's just say that happens, and you know, Steve Kerr says, what's he going to say? Of course he's going to say, we need to keep Clay Thompson, we need to keep Dre, we need to keep all these guys. But in reality, we've seen them the last couple of years, okay, this is not enough. And they've gone from a team that was at the top of the West to the third in the West to sixth in the West to 10th in the West and barely getting in the play-in round. And it's not suddenly just going to reverse when all the other teams are younger and they have a lot of young stars. Teams like even the Kings. Look, they finished ninth and they just crushed the Warriors tonight. They have a lot of talent.
Well, there's still got guys that are on the rise,
there's
right?
Too now,
Murray's
many
still
teams.
A kid just
yes.
getting his legs.
I mean, the Nuggets are going to be young for a while, right? These teams are going to be young for a while and they're really good. And the Nuggets and the Mavericks have figured things out with, hey, Kyrie Irving has been able to be okay with Luka Doncic. And I mean, it's if you keep the same thing, you're going to get more of the same.
Let me ask one question about Denver, though. What if Jokic wins and doesn't come back? What if they win it all and he just decides he's going to go ride the sulky?
That's a hot take right there. That is a hot take.
Doesn't he strike you as a guy, though, that could just finally just say, I'm done with this?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah. Yeah, they call me the Joker. Wild card! thanks to Mark Stein as well on Twitter at the Stein Line. I think I said at Mark Stein at the Stein Line. That is at the Stein Line for him. Glad he's going to be joining us throughout the playoffs. Coming up next, we have more on the big night in the NBA, a number that will absolutely slay you as well. Keep it right here. That's next. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You get your podcast.
Alex, I miss you. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon.
Hello.
The musical stylings of Mary Mack here on the show. I don't know, Mary, do you fill in for Alex or does Alex fill in for you now? How does that work?
I'm not going to lie. Somebody tweeted at me and was like, oh, if Alex doesn't come back, you better watch out.
Wow. Wow.
It looks like I really got my foot in the door.
That's right. Hey, as long as you play good music and you don't play Tears or Fears, I got your back.
It's been 2 days now, so
I got your back. It's okay. I got you.
Could be a big rope-a-dope. You never know.
We'll have more on the Warriors ouster coming up in a minute, but we may have word on Zion Williamson, who left tonight's game against the Lakers with about 3.5 minutes left to go, coming down awkward after a jumper. And tonight was his entire career encapsulated in one game. He's unstoppable, absolutely unstoppable. Looked like he was on a mission, single-handedly brought them back when they were just dead from the neck up for the second and third quarter. And then just to need him the most, he comes down awkwardly, he hurts his leg, he leaves the game and misses the last 3 minutes of the game in which the Lakers go on to win, and now the Pelicans have to worry about Friday and what's going on for Zion. I mean, this is it is his entire career is summed up in this game. Great player, unbelievable talent, could have come into the league like Shaq and took it over, but he's got to be healthy, and he just can't. And that this is, I mean, I know that, you know, you're watching them play and it's you crossing your fingers, but every year Zion gets hurt. Okay, maybe this is the year he's not hurt. 70 games played. He was terrific. The Pelicans had a really good year. Awesome. And then here he is hurt. And now you don't know what his status is going to be for Friday night.
Battling the Lakers. He's a one-man gang. And it's funny, like, as we begin this conversation, still watching some of the inside the NBA coverage, and they just did a little tribute to Blake Griffin and his retirement. Remember, he started, he couldn't play because of a foot injury, questions about his health early on, went on to have a hell of a career. Now you have Hall of Fame discussions or whatever else, and we've talked about so many big men, etc. For Zion, the frustration there, like, that's 5 years. That's 6 years of frustration, of throwing that towel and then marching off. I couldn't help but think of, like, there's the little mouse in the Tom and Jerry when he gets mad and, like, gets all puffy and goes walking up. I don't remember his name. But either way, it's the old cartoon. And you could just see it all in that moment. Everything. He makes the shot, goes the turn, starts coming up the court, just points to the bench and has that look on his face like something's wrong, and goes to the bench briefly and ultimately exits. And we've had so many false starts. And a lot of times it's been reduced to he doesn't take care of himself. He doesn't, you know, do this, that, the other for Trent. Nobody knows what he does 24 hours a day, right? He's always a heavy set guy. And some folks
he's
carry
always
weight,
been big. He
right?
walked into the league as the second biggest player in the league. He walked in when he was 19 as the second biggest player in the league.
And that was the official weight, which we all know is plus or minus whatever, kind of like the height. Used to be when they used to add an inch or two to guys' height. He's 6'10". Make him 7 foot. Almost like he's P.T. Barnum. Hugh Jackman running around the greatest showman. Heighten him a little bit. But for Zion, we've had these false starts where he goes on runs, and this was the year. 70 games played, 30 minutes a game, showing the aptitude and the ability to pass. Now, defensively, still a liability, and we've seen that time and time again. Today, he turned the tables and made that an issue and exposed some of, you know, what the advanced age of LeBron can be. Like, he looked good on Sunday defensively against Zion. Not so much tonight. So when he exited, it was that exasperation. You and I just looked at each other and go, yep, it was fun. Right? It was a fun 36 minutes he gave. Mm-hmm. And then final 3.5 minutes, all right, who's going to step up? Brandon Ingram ain't getting off the bench, so it ain't him.
No, they were better without him and McCollum, which is crazy to say. Yeah. That we're going to try to win this game without our second and third best player, but they were better without
him. McCollum was going to shoot them out of the game. Wow. Oh, Zion single-handedly keeping them in, and now it's the anxious scan. Right? Look, is it just a tweak? Is it something bigger? Does it keep him out of Friday? Does it matter?
The one thing you can say that no matter what is that
the game was never in doubt.
They came back and tied it.
That's what you were going to say, right?
They came back and tied the game. If Zion Williamson doesn't get hurt, you don't stop him those last few.
You can't say that.
He was blowing by Austin Reeves at the 3-point line. He was getting lost behind LeBron James for dunks. He was getting by Anthony Davis. He was doing anything he wanted to at the end of that game.
Dude, the Lakers are back.
Yes, the Lakers won tonight. And
succeed.
Winning and they're going to Saturday night?
Winning this game, a couple of things. Winning this game is big because LeBron avoids a lot of criticism because he was awful tonight and he kept taking shots, which helped the Pelicans stay in it the last few minutes. I'm going to ISO and take shots that I'm not going to make. Jumpers that are not even close. Layups with nobody near me that I'm going to blow. He was terrible tonight.
6 of 20.
But the Lakers won, so he avoids that. But for Zion, the one thing you can say is that, and this is kind of universal, his body can't stand the rigors of an NBA season.
Can't trust it.
That's the big thing. His body can't stand the rigors. And we're hearing from Shams Charania, NBA insider, who says that he's hearing that it's a hamstring injury for Zion. It's not lower leg, it's a hamstring injury, which would explain how they let him walk to the bench and then let him storm to the locker room, because I'm like, if you had a leg injury, why don't you have medical personnel around him? Why are you not doing it? And it makes sense that he knows, I can't run, it's my hamstring. You saw him try to get back on defense after he comes down after the little bunny one-hander in the lane, and he knew he couldn't do it anymore. So that would make more sense as to how he actually left the game and actually just got up off his chair and walked into the locker room. But what that does say is that if it's hamstring, what are the odds you injure your hamstring and ready to play on Friday?
Yeah, no,
that's the big thing.
But it's the worst, right? Because you thought, all right, maybe this is it. We finally turned the corner. Even if they got blasted tonight, right? And then we can just do the old, how everybody just dismisses things. Ah, they were just a bad matchup. As opposed to, no, fundamentally, they still have some flaws. But for Zion, I mentioned all these big men that have gone on and had great moments or great careers altogether. And for Zion, after all of the false starts and glimmers of hope, it's finally this deep run looking for the playoffs, and he gets hurt again. And it's like, no! No, he was finally going to become that guy. Because we keep talking about how we need those superstars, right? We need the flashy guys. We need the highlights because LeBron's old and this guy's old, the other guy's old, whatever. And this was an opportunity on a big stage, and he sure as hell showed out and then exited stage right.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studio. So there's Zion. Now when it comes to the Warriors, right, let's look at the end of the Warrior dynasty from a different angle. Because we've talked about tonight, look, if you're going to compete, you can't rely on Klay and Draymond because they're not the same guys. Are you really going to get better players to come play? You just had the last 3 years to get better players to come play with Klay and Draymond. You gave them all money. Who's coming? Right, who's coming? Nobody. Nobody's coming with these guys because it's too much money. They can't go there and be their own superstar. They'd be joining a team with three guys who are as close as anybody. So are you trying to win or are you not? But let's look at this from a different angle, right? Let's just say, hey, all right, we think they want to all play together. What if they don't? Klay Thompson, 0 for 10 tonight. He's hitting free agency. Right, Draymond Green had this quote following the game tonight when they talked about, hey, will Klay Thompson be a priority in free agency? Draymond Green said, quote, they did right by me. They've done right by Steph. They've done right by all of us. Klay tore his ACL. They gave him $160 million. Right. So, OK, they've done it. But this is when you guys were really good. Do you really think they're going to go crazy to give Klay Thompson a ton of money when his best role is going to be somewhere else as an instant offense guy off the bench? I know the ego thing, it's going to be a tough thing for him, but what if they don't give him a big offer? What if he says, I can go to the Lakers or someplace else and they give me more money because they give me another star? I mean, does Klay Thompson really want to stay? Is he going to stay for way less money in a reduced role? Or is he going to take more money to go someplace else, whether they have him come off the bench or not? Draymond Green's getting paid. He's got his money. Does Draymond Green want to stay? Because you got to look at, do these three guys think we're going to win a title again? I mean, really, just think about that for a second. Think about it. The Warriors want to keep these guys. Do these three guys all think we're going to run it back and win a title? Or does Klay think, I need to go someplace else? Does Draymond think, hey, I'm okay going someplace else. I still got enough left in the tank, and I'll go someplace where they're contenders, and I'm going to give a little bit of teeth to this team, and suddenly things are a little bit better for me. You're relying on me a little bit less. I could pick my spots, and it would be a bigger market, surely, because you know what he's trying to do. He's trying to get into be a big media star after. Would he go to a team in New York or Boston or someplace else, someplace bigger? Yeah, I think he would. I think he would do that. Would he come to the Clippers? Would he come to the Lakers? Yeah, I think he would. I think he would do that. So you got to think about that perspective of, we sure they want to stay because they want to try to win. They don't want to go and have this and be embarrassed on national TV by barely getting into the play-in round and then getting bounced by the Sacramento Kings and watching Domantas Sabonis light the beam after the game is over. So just think about it from that perspective. Do we think they both really want to stay? And are the Warriors going to spend all the money they need to get Klay to stay? They already gave Draymond the money, but hey, someplace else, it's not that much money. It's $25 million, so another team could say, yeah, we could fit Draymond in here, and he'll play 30 minutes a night, 28 minutes a night. He'll bring us the attitude we need and do the dirty work defensively, rebound, still a great passer. We're good with that. So these guys will have a market someplace else, but that's the big question. Like, if they got together and said, hey, we can win it all again, is that a real thought? Because, like I said, for the last 3 years, they could have brought in a bunch of guys. They didn't. The young players didn't get together. Who's coming in? What move are they going to make that's going to say, oh, suddenly we go from we're a playing caliber team to now we're contending for the NBA championship? There's no one.
Well, there's going to be a bunch of folks entering the transfer portal. You got NIL.
Yeah, sure.
You're up in the Bay Area.
NIL Warriors money, sure.
You know, all of those kind of things. You're in San Francisco. You can hook them up with tech companies, right? That was one of the big drawing powers years ago to get Kevin Durant up there. And he used that and was a wizard with how he invested his money. But I think the curiosity, right? Klay Thompson is a free agent. And in the Draymond quote you read, more or less said, well, they already took care of him. Right, they took care of me, they took care of Steph, and then he references very specifically, after he tore his ACL, they gave him $160 million. In other words, they've already done right by Klay, is at least how I'm reading that, and maybe that's me being a cynic of this process of Draymond. Maybe, you know, I love you, but I'm okay if we need to go our separate ways. Clearly, Kerr at the podium said, I want to bring everybody back, including Chris Paul, because that's the other part of it, right? Saying you want Chris Paul back, I mean, he's at $30 million for next year if he stays on the same pay schedule. Well, that limits a lot of what you can do if you're bringing him back. Do you think he's really a difference maker at this stage?
Mike, if they pat him on the head, he'll go away.
Now, some folks say this was continued and... You know, he found a way to beat the Warriors finally.
Now, speaking of Steph Curry, like we talked about the quotes coming out of here, and of course you're going to hear Steve Kerr say we want to keep the guys together. Sure. Keep the guys together.
Keep the band.
Steph Curry was just asked about staying together. And you know what he said? I just want to win. Ooh.
Good.
I just want to win. Look, I gave you the blueprint. As someone who now has a pipeline to the Mets, which you're going to hear in a few minutes, where I'm going to be able to get in on personnel. It's the greatest day of my life. But the bleeping Warriors and Zion, we're going to talk about them.
Yeah, but we got to see
it's the greatest day of my life.
If that sound really exists,
but it does exist. You'll hear it, and it's the greatest day of my life. I'm in on this. I'm fixing the Warriors. This is how it has to go, right? If you're you build around Steph.
Put it properly, right? I just want to win. Steve Kerr's back for another couple of years. I think you can keep Draymond. Klay Thompson is no longer in the picture if I'm rebuilding for 24-25.
Right now, let's go to our own Draymond Green.
Whoa.
Because he gets suspended, he starts fights, and yet still somehow comes to work every day. It's Brian Fenley with What's Trending.
That is right. Thanks, guys. Yeah, you totally explained exactly what I'm like in all facets. And we're going right to the Kings-Warriors matchup where the Kings won 118-94 against the Warriors. That, of course, was the NBA play-in out of the Western Conference, the 9-10 matchup, where Klay Thompson went 0-10 from the floor, and a lot of speculation about the core players for the Warriors and that dynasty that they've built. How long are those guys going to stick around? Well, after the game, head coach Steve Kerr was asked about the future of said team.
We've been really blessed here with some amazing players and, you know, multiple championships and finals appearances and the highest of highs. And this is the flip side. This is life. This is how it works. You don't get to stay on top forever. So what happens this summer and going into next year, we'll worry about that later.
Right now, the Pelicans are worrying about the health of one Zion Williamson. They ended up losing their play-in game to the Lakers tonight, 110-106 in the 7-8 matchup. But in regards to Williamson, as Jason and Mike were discussing, according to Shams Charania of The Athletic, Williamson is believed to have suffered a left hamstring injury. That is what took him out of the game late in the fourth quarter. As mentioned, the guy had 40 points and 11 rebounds, but with him not available late, the Lakers were able to cash in, and LeBron James did have 23 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. Not at a very nice clip from a field goal percentage standpoint. The Lakers now as the 7th seed going to the postseason, where they will take on the Denver Nuggets in a matchup of the first round. Major League Baseball, let's go right over to there now. And everything has gone final on this Tuesday night, including a Dodger win 6-2 against the Nationals, where Mookie Betts had 5 hits. The Cardinals upstaged the Athletics 3-2. The Mariners victorious against the Reds. Diamondbacks, they find a way. 10 hits, make it 12 hits, and 12 runs scored to win 12-11 against the Cubs in 10 innings in Arizona. Braves 6-2 winners against the Astros. Padres victorious. So were the Mets as they scrape by the Pirates 3-1. Red Sox can't get it done. They fall to the Guardians 10-7 in 11 innings. A 13-inning affair went the Rays' way 7-6 against the Angels. Yankees fall on the road to the Blue Jays 5-4. Wins for the Marlins, Phillies, Orioles, and Tigers. And I guess we call it a win for the White Sox because they didn't play. Postponed 2-14 on the year. Inclement weather in their game against the Royals. There will be a makeup date that will be set for tomorrow. That is if you're on the West Coast. April 17th, White Sox and Royals. Everybody will be tuned into that one. With that, let's get it back to two guys who are about to run things in Major League Baseball. Take over the front office of the Mets. It's Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
Thank you very much, Brian Fenley. Appreciate it, my friend. Yes, evidence that I'm going to be in on big front office moves for the Mets, and it's real. I'm not making anything up. Plus, wait till we tell you what the NBA decided to do next Thursday night, night one of the NFL draft. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
PM Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
I really thought we were going to get endless love. I really thought that's
coming. How about
that? I really thought that was coming.
That's a bit of a curveball for you there.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Don't let the Lakers winning, Zion Williamson, Golden State Warriors getting knocked out.
The beam.
Distract you from the biggest story of the night. And that is, this may be the greatest day of my life because now I will have a say on Mets personnel decisions. Earlier in the show tonight, We talked to John Paul Morosi, longtime MLB Network insider. As you know, Stearnsy and the Pope.
Yeah, right? One of the hottest podcasts going.
Classmates and good friends with David Stearns, who runs the Mets, right? The Mets got him from Milwaukee. They've been waiting to get him for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Okay. And in talking tonight and having our visit with John Paul Morosi, he said that, hey, you know, when you have ideas, I will send a text to David Stearns about your ideas because I do it with my family and AJ Hinch. And I said, wait, you're serious? He said, absolutely. Let's hear John Paul Morosi from earlier tonight.
If you have a suggestion to offer, I mean this sincerely.
Okay.
Based on current personnel, just let me know. I at times I will.
No. Wait. Play the rest of it. Play the rest of it where he says, because I do it with
for
my
an
family.
Additional 35 seconds, please deposit $30,000 right now.
Here's more money. I'm putting more money in the machine. Play the rest of the quote.
It's been wiped.
No, it's not. You've been fired. How about that?
You can't fire me.
I can fire you right now. Lorraine is in here. She can come and take over right now.
It's appropriate that she just played
right
the
now.
Great gig in the sky. That was the end of her. She had a good run.
He went on to say, hey, I do it for my father has ideas for the Tigers all the time. I send text to AJ Hinch. Hey, my dad liked this. He thinks about this. He says, hey, as long as it's something positive, you have an idea, I'll text David Stearns.
I dig that he had to put the caveat of and talking to you and I, knowing that you got to be positive.
Dude, this is the greatest day because I can't play shortstop anymore. I can't do it for you. I'm too old.
If only we had it on tape.
No, we have it. Trust me.
There's the reboot.
You guys want to do that? I don't care.
What do you mean want to do that? You think we're doing this?
Of course. I know what you said. Dude, I could be in on, I could be making trades, Jerry.
Ready? I got one for you.
Trades for the Mets. Go ahead.
The Mets are in town this weekend.
Yes, we're going to sweep them.
Pete Alonso to the Dodgers?
Sure.
For a bat and two hats.
Throw in a lifetime supply of helmet nachos.
Done.
Now remember, once upon a time, he did lay out his plan for, you know, pitching woo when he meet a girl and talking about giving them hats. So really, there are layers to that. Hey, it's going to cost you two hats. Because back in the Jason Smith as the kid day, I mean, those had high value.
Yeah,
so how does this work? Are we going to see you on the field?
Here's how it works is.
Well, bodysuit man.
I thought you meant for me making decisions. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can't
suit up. Meeting.
I already got four teams interested in Pete Alonso. So I've
that fifth
already
one
done
bailed?
That. Well, the fifth one's the White Sox.
What do you mean?
So
Like, all those guys are hurt. No.
You said deal.
I said I need major league players, and they said, yeah, I know you want to.
Yeah, you just made consummated a deal on air.
Come back to us later.
Helmet nachos.
You can guarantee me the helmet nachos?
I said, yeah.
Okay, and two signed balls? Oh, and a bat. I got to get a bat, too. And do I get to meet whoever I want to meet?
No picture with Shohei. Until Harmon apologizes.
Fine.
That's never going to happen.
But just,
I still have lots of questions, man.
It's my dream job. I don't have to worry about all the pesky stuff like payroll and paperwork and doing appearances. I can just worry about what I like to worry about the most. Personnel, who should be playing, who should not be
playing. Mr. Smith, this doesn't work.
Great.
You make the math work.
I'm going to get World Series rings. I'm going to get shares. I'm going to be the big success story. Hey, if you're a fan of a team and know a lot about them, maybe you can get a pipeline to the president/general manager who runs things for that team.
So as Jason Mason, who's the girl that got away that you want to be able to say you're now a big shot with the Mets?
Oh, no, they don't care about the Mets. No,
sure?
No, there's no. The only girl that I ever knew cared about the Mets that I could talk to about the Mets was when we did the interview with Ronda Rousey. And you said, would you ever date a Mets fan? She said, yeah, you can tell me all about baseball.
Well, we told her to say
that.
Teach
me about the Mets.
We paid her to say that.
You didn't pay her.
That was a fun chat, wasn't it, Justin?
You didn't pay her. Come on.
It was great till she said Mets.
Yeah, well, listen.
And then her career tanked.
Yeah, that was it. Maybe that was it.
That was the beginning of the end,
right? Maybe.
She was undefeated when she did that interview with us. I think her
Well, you do that to everybody. Fighters, head coaches.
College basketball coaches.
Yeah.
But now, I'm going to be making moves for the Mets. Like,
you're getting unlimited helmet nachos.
Yes, that's the best part.
Part of his compensation package.
You're going to look like Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball.
You want some for the ride home? Here you go. My nachos bring all the boys to the yard, and they're like unlimited cheese, right? It's unlimited cheese for the nachos.
You can have a keg of cheese.
Okay, good. Ooh, keg of cheese. Oh, can you imagine like a big right next to me?
No, like there you get a right giant there. Like jet pack that you can squeeze cheese into whatever you need at any point.
So knowing that, hey, my life has changed now, greatest night of my life.
Like
let me
you're
just
spraying
say this.
A pesticide. Go ahead.
How about this moment in great network programming? Next week,
yep.
TNT is going to put on Thursday night a Knicks playoff game at 4:30.
Oh, that's good.
Followed by Lakers Nuggets game 3.
That's a hell of a doubleheader.
That's a great.
That's fantastic.
But there's one problem. There's just it's a tiny problem.
Little one?
Just a tiny one. It's night 1 of the NFL draft.
Oh, you mean when we do the big thing with Jay Glazer?
Yeah.
And then we come on and eviscerate all the picks teams made.
And all the quarterbacks get chosen early. And everybody
and all those wide receivers get traded.
And we laugh at the Jets.
And everybody watches the NFL draft. I mean, that's a night you put on Oklahoma City and Minnesota, right? I mean, not for nothing, but I mean, come on. You don't put the Knicks and the Lakers on opposite night 1
Here's
of the
Clippers.
Draft.
Watch the Clippers.
What are you doing? How do you think that's a good idea?
Counter programming.
The beginning of the draft when all the quarterbacks are going to get taken, there's going to be like 50,000 people are going to watch the Knicks.
It's counter programming for all those people that hate the NFL.
All four of them.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. I'm going to go figure out a trade for Pete Alonso.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.